Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening, once again, as you have chosen to call me forth. Great joy always to be in the acknowledgement and consciousness and awareness that you bring to this gathering. Tonight, we will have fun. Every night, we have had fun. Tonight, we will have the questions, and we will see what the answers may be. So I will sit, and as you feel so led, come up to the talking stick, the microphone, and ask your question, and we will see what answers there might be. Yes, beloved brother.
Good evening, Jeshua.
I greet you in love.
Thank you, and you. We spoke the other day, and a personal question has arisen. You had said that when Peggy moves, I will be moving with her. Can you elaborate on that for me? Because I will be asked that question as soon as she reads the tape.
You think that perhaps she would be interested in knowing a bit more?
Yes, definitely.
You think that you will be probably grilled?
Yes, definitely. No questions asked.
And if you don't have an answer, you will be as toast.
Burned on both sides.
As it is seen now, in about 12 months to 15, 18 months' time, there will be an invitation for her to move north a bit to a community that is already in like mind. And so she will be invited, and it will be part of the travels that she is going to be embarking upon. And yes, you are going to move with her to this new place. It is what you would see to be perhaps about a day's drive from where you are now, maybe a bit more than that. Depends how far you drive in a day, I suppose. But yes, it will be a bit north.
Will our relationship remain as it is now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do not want you to be toast.
Good evening, Jeshua.
Good evening, beloved one.
Thank you for always entering in my heart.
Yes.
And for writing with me now.
Yes.
I guess I'm where Mary said the other day when she talked of you regenerating your body, about her knowing it was 99.9% true. So my question to that is my trip to Poland and all the things that will be revealed. If you can, my mind is at 99.9% true. So I need that last bit of encouragement and information. And anything that you would like to speak on in regards to that. Thank
yes.
you.
As you have discerned and as you have been writing, you will make the trek to Poland, and it will be most enlightening again. You already did this once before, and it was quite life-changing, and you will do it again. The timing of it is a bit slippery at this point because there are aspects, other people, who will be involved with it over there and here as well, who will have to come to a place of knowing that they are part of this and to be willing to play their part in it. So the timing, and I know that this is important as you live in linear time, you want to know, okay, when is this going to happen? You are looking at a couple of months' time from now, and that is good to keep that in mind. However, it may not be this year. It may be okay. the month of the ninth month of the next year, because there are It is as a fruit that is on the vine, and it is ripening. And sometimes it can be forced so that it ripens quite quickly, but it does not have the sweetness that it would have if it were allowed to mature on its own. And so you may have to be a bit patient about it.
Yes.
On the other hand, you are great masters, all of you. And so when you ask me to do a prophecy as to time, I do my best. But it is never quite on mark. But yes, the vision is true.
And the uncovering of the parchments as such.
Yes. You will be doing that as well. And that is part of the ripening of the fruit, to bring the ones who are dealing with the parchments or have put them aside, to get them in a place of readiness.
Okay. I thank you very much.
I thank you, beloved one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good evening, Joshua.
Good evening, beloved, beautiful one.
I am just so grateful to be here. I have missed coming.
Yes.
I, too, have some fruit that is in the process of unfolding.
Right.
And I would just like to know if you can share with me any insights that maybe about my book and about something that would be good for us to know now before we move ahead and begin publishing, self-publishing, how many to make. If you could give me any insight at all as to how you see this flowing.
Truly, it is already in process and it is already flowing. You have the tangible proof of it in your hand with the copies that you have been given as a beginning. Mm-hmm. You will follow the guidance that you have. The mate has been doing a lot of research and connecting, networking, and finding information as to where and how to publish the book. The information that you have in it has been received and will be received well. As you have determined at this point, it is not going to be the golden coin magic of bringing in a whole lot of the abundance right away. Later on it will. What you will need to do, and you have already discerned this, is to make more copies of it and to get it distributed in different places where there is now a demand that will come forth from one seeing it. That will grow. It is a bit like where you put the oil in first and then it begins to self-rise with it. There is a term for that. A bit of the yeast, anyway.
Right.
Right. So you will get out a few of the books. You already have ones here who are interested in supporting that and showing the books to friends of theirs. And the word will get out. And then there will be demand. And as there is demand, there will be more demand. And it will grow. It is difficult for you to see this at this point. You are very much with the nose pressed against the window pane and wondering, oh, I want to see more. But it will happen. And you have done very well over the past few years of birthing this tangible book that is now going to go out and be well received. I guess the best way to put this is to keep on keeping on and to trust that it is going to be. Definitely at some point it is going to be well received and a bestseller, but it is going to take some time. Ones need to have proof. They need to have it in their hand. And so at first you will make the copies and you will find the most economical way to make the quality product. Do not cut short or take shortcuts. Keep the quality and trust. And there may be a benefactor who will come forth to help you in a small way or a large way to get more copies made. Keep believing. Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
I have another question. I have been gifted with a trip, with an amazing trip in November.
Yes.
And I will be standing in front of the Sphinx and the pyramid. And when I am there, I know that I will send my love in the ground and around. But is there anything more that I can do when I'm standing in front of the pyramid to just any more that I can do in regards to swirling love around it to extend around the world?
What more could there be? No. As you stand there and you drink in the history, as you stand there in love and you bless it and you send that blessing around the world and you remember that you have done this many other times as well, there will be an upliftment that may even raise the feet off of the ground. For truly you have a history. It is not by accident that this came open for you. It seemed to be that it was and also added unto the sort of thing, well, like I need another person, would you come? But it is important and it is divinely planned that you will be there in order for you to know the history that you have with that area. It is not by accident that you have certain quality of appearance in this lifetime as the Egyptian beauty that you have been in other lifetimes. Turn and face the rest of the friends and let them see. Can you not imagine this one with the headdress?
Yes.
You have quite a history, and it is going to bring up the little bumps of goose on the arms, yes, when you are there. Love. Be aware. Be awake. And know that truly I'm going to be there with you. Yes.
I love you so much.
And I you, because truly that is all there is. Yes.
Thank you so much for this week. It was the best one yet.
Yes. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Joshua. Beloved one.
I have begun working with a severely autistic 17-year-old the last couple of months.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could give me some insight into how to best help her. She screams when she's highly anxious.
Right.
And, it's improving because I know she's bright.
Right.
And we had 8 days without screaming.
That was good, yes.
Yeah. But I'm just, if you could enlighten me a little.
The best way to understand this one is to, in your quiet time, go back and imagine the torture and the pain that this one has endured in other lifetimes so that she has not wanted to interact in this lifetime. But the master of her has chosen to come into this incarnation in order to heal all of the past torture and pain that she has felt. It is no wonder that she screams when she is anxious, because she has known great abuse in other lifetime, and she does not want to be here She does not want to interact. So you can feel her pain. You know that it comes from deeply rooted memory of not too long ago.
She doesn't speak very much, but when I put a pen in her hand, she answers me very literally, very at a high level.
Yes.
And so that calms her. It seems to calm her.
Yes. That is a good way to approach the communication, because that is how she feels safe. She was tortured because she spoke, prophecy, and ones did not want to hear it, did not believe it, and the tongue was cut out, and there was much other physical abuse that was done. So in this lifetime, the writing seems safe for her, and it is a good approach. Give this one, as you have been doing, much love at the conscious level, but also whenever she comes to your mind, when you may not be in each other's presence, send her much love as well, and understanding. And you can even say at some point in time, maybe not yet, that you understand the reason, the history. That may be helpful, or it will depend on the timing. You will know the right timing.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing the work that you are doing and by being friend to her.
Good evening.
Good evening, beloved brother.
Beloved Yeshua, thank you for everything you do with me and through me and listen to all my questions.
Some of the answers you have.
The question now has to do with my grandson having a wedding in September. And as you helped me last year with my own son, maybe it's just to be there in a place of observing the love that can happen.
Right.
And encourage and support the love that he has and the love that he can generate for the family he will come into.
Right.
Okay.
That is a very good discernment. Yes.
Yeah, okay, I will do that. The other, I have an opportunity to speak at a conference on the Indigo and Crystal Children, but from this conference, I've learned so much more about speaking from the heart to children that maybe there's other things I could add to that may affect those that can hear, so they feel the heart of the children more. How's that
right.
sound? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
This will be developing over time.
Okay.
The ideas and what you want to put into the imparting that you give to the other ones.
Yes.
Yes. You are on the right track.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you very much, and thank you with all the love of the universe again.
It is my pleasure to be in love with you.
And with you. Thank you.
Good evening, Yeshua.
Good evening, Light.
I have an honor to help Kathy, who asked me to ask a couple of questions. And first, she wants to express how greatly she appreciates the meditations, the love, the feelings she got from this week, although she had to leave early this morning.
Right.
She also wants to thank everyone that gave her extra love last year.
Yes.
When she couldn't be here, when she was personally challenged.
Right.
And that has helped her significantly.
Good.
Unfortunately, Joshua, her brother-in-law has recently been diagnosed with cancer. She would ask that you watch over him and soothe the way for him?
Yes.
Also, she'd like to know if you have any personal messages for her specifically at this time.
Only to be in joy, for her to remember how she felt being here with all of the friends and all of the love, and to know that she can carry that with her. She is carrying that with her, even as we speak, as she is on the flying bird, the airplane, and that love, that joy, that feeling of upliftment that she has felt this week will always be with her.
She mentioned that she feels the love from our group and from you specifically.
Yes.
And if you don't mind, she has one more question.
Right. She usually does.
Yeah. Yes. She did mention it.
Right.
One of the things she'd like some explanation on, if you would, she mentioned that you talked frequently about collapsing time.
Oh, yes.
And how we are able to expand time when we need to be somewhere on time.
Right.
She sees that somewhat as a paradox, and she would like some explanation on how expanding time and contracting time actually works.
Okay. The answer to that, the bottom line answer to that, is the fact that you are the makers of time. Time is your creation in this reality. And so there are times when you want to expand it so that you can have more time to either get somewhere or to spend more time with someone. And there are other times when you want to or feel that it is collapsing and that it is accelerating, which truly it is, because the collective consciousness even has begun to accept the fact that time is a nothing. It is a concept. It is something that you have built into this reality so that you can have an agreement that you will meet up with someone at such and such a time, or you will be somewhere. But it is of your making. So you can make it any way you want to make it.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you for being the questioner.
Kathy, yes. And I both appreciate that, taking the time that is.
You are a great punster. Beloved, beautiful one, how are you in this evening?
Full of joy and love.
Yes, it is quite obvious.
Thank you so much for allowing me to work with you and to bring the gifts of breath and sound to
yes.
my brothers and sisters. I'm really fascinated by the information you gave us about sound and how some people had been controlled by sound and the effects that it still has. Was that a technique that I mentioned earlier the other day, one that would help people to deprogram that?
Right. To use that same tone and to then have something pleasant associated with it, and to be able to move past the pain and the anger that has been associated with that tone and the helplessness, mm-hmm. to actually now in awareness, in consciousness, go ahead and do the tone that at first angers you. You don't want it, you don't like it, you want to run from it, etc. To choose as the master, consciously choose, to have that tone and then to associate something most pleasant with it.
Are we being manipulated by that, by other kinds of tones in this culture that we're not necessarily aware of?
There is a belief that runs about that says you can be controlled by sound even now that you don't consciously know. Mm-hmm. It is a belief. It is a truth, lowercase t, that some adhere to because they feel that there is outside power. Mm-hmm. In truth, it is not true.
Not true. No.
You are the master of your own creations. You can, for a while, blame it on something else mm-hmm. if you want to. But even as we have spoken of the tones that were used for control, you gave your permission for that drama because you wanted to experience that part of the sandbox. And there's no judgment in that. It was not wrong. It was just an experience. Mm-hmm. And you have learned, you have grown from it, you have seen how creative you can be. And that is the bottom line.
Something that has puzzled me is a paradox about music, that in the Middle Ages there was such beautiful harmonious music created at a time when people were really constricted and put into boxes, and you know, personal freedom was an all-time low.
Right.
And yet now, when we have a lot more personal freedom, there is a range of music being created, but one end of the spectrum has just such incredibly intense and angry quality to it. How is that possible, that with more freedom we're also creating something that is feels very angry and detrimental to our spirits?
It comes down to one word, allowance. There is allowance for the masters, which you are, and the brothers and sisters are, to create whatever wants to come forth just for the experience of it. So it is allowed. In the time when there was, as you have described it, and it is quite true, the harmony and harmonious music, the most beautiful music that would lift ones up out of the harsh reality and the constriction of that reality, it was as an antidote to the constriction.
Thank you.
Good question. Thank you.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi.
This has been the most heart-opening week I've had in this life.
Yes.
And I am very grateful for that. I have a couple issues I'm dealing with personally. One is I'm having a harder and harder time sleeping. And this experience hasn't made that any easier. And
right.
I guess I'm feeling like during those times I'm not sleeping, a lot is pouring in.
Yes.
Especially here.
Yes, that has been happening, actually, for all of you.
That's what I'm finding out.
For ones even who have slept, there has been much that has been imparted to you on another deeper level. Mm-hmm. And some of you, the sensitive, very sensitive ones, have been awake.
Yep.
And yes, and more aware of what is happening. But even those of you who have slept well, as you call it, you have been receiving, all of you have been receiving much on a deeper level because you have activated it during the times that we have been together in this grouping, and you have set in motion much of the remembrance and much of the vibratory level that wanted to be raised up. And so this is what has been happening in your evening times, quiet times.
I guess my concern is going back to the quote-unquote real world and not able to sleep.
You will be able to sleep.
Okay.
When you get back to your dwelling places, many of you are going to sleep like babies because you have been so busy this week. You are going to have the deep, deep forgetting sleep for a while.
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, so do not worry. You will have the sleep. You will have the energy to do what you need to do.
Okay. The other question is, and it just came to me this morning while I was awake.
Right.
That I've been having this beating in my left ear. And,
yes.
You know, being a nurse, I'm checking my pulse to see if I have an arrhythmia, wondering if it's my carotids. And this morning, because I had a powerful dream this week about drumming, right. I'm wondering if I'm hearing drumming
yes.
in that ear.
You are. And many of you as well have been picking up on different sounds, sometimes the sound of, like a cricket, and sometimes a sound like a musical tone. Mm-hmm. And the same for you, the drumming, mm-hmm. yes. That is part of what has been imparted to you on the deeper level. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you may call it drumming.
Doesn't help me sleep.
No. But that will wane as you leave this very powerful, energizing group as you go back home and to the dwelling place and pick up the pattern of what you have had.
Yeah. I guess I'll ask another big question, and that is I'm foreseeing some possible big changes coming. And I guess I just wondered if there was anything you'd like to share about that process. And
yes, I will. It will be your choice.
Okay.
Follow your joy.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And
it
for
is
this
my
whole
pleasure.
Week. Love you.
And I you. Beloved one, it is a joy to behold you. What tone are you right now?
I don't know, all of them.
Yes, and this is true.
Yeah. Ever since my mom passed,
right.
I've had this new level of understanding of myself and her relationship with me and how we both came to the planet at the same time. How I came through her.
Right.
And how many realizations of how important she was in my life for all the reasons you guys all saw the other day. I have never even once considered putting my hand up and saying what I did the other night, which is that, oh, by the way, I see your color and it has a tone to it. And not only that, it has a piece with it as well.
Right.
And I thought everybody did that.
Right,
I thought that everyone had some sort of an association. But I'm realizing that there's a whole new opening. I even see letters now in color. And so, you know, A is blue, and B is brown, and C is red, and D is green, and E is, and so on.
Right.
And even names like Elizabeth is like chocolate, or a minor second in a musical note tastes like pineapple. And all these things have been happening to me that are so weird.
And wonderful.
And I've always just been somebody who's been a follower in a musical piece. I'm one of the people that goes up on stage with 100 others. And so I guess my question is, what form or how would I expand on this? Would it seem really odd to people if I put a card out that said, you know, come and see me if you want to know your tone and your color? I mean, like, you know how people read tarot cards and they do tea leaf reading, and I do person colors and tones.
Right.
So just wondering how that might look. Can you give me any insight?
Yes, it would seem weird. Yes, it will seem wonderful. Yes, you will meet others who have association of colors with letters and with tones. There are others. They are few and far between, but there are others. So you don't have to feel that you're the strange one.
Yeah.
You are not. There are others who see colors as well. But for you, yes, it is a gift. And it will be a gift that will be appreciated by many, because this is something that they have not even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be, as you have seen on the other afternoon, interested to know, what is my tone? What is my color?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you see me? And as you explained very well on the previous afternoon, this is your interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
They may meet up with someone else who has the same type of gift, and they may be told another tone and another color. And that adds to the tapestry of life.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, make up your card, get yourself out there, start having fun with it, because you do enjoy it, and ones will come beating a path to your doorstep.
Oh, great. So my mom, I get a real hit that she's really for this. Has she moved like to the light, or she's still hanging out somewhere?
She is in the light, so she has moved to the light, but she has not moved away from you.
Okay.
You see, there is a belief that has been put forth that ones go to the light and then you cannot reach them. But that is not true.
Uh-huh.
They do go to light. It is your own light that you go to, an expansion of your own light that you see at the end of the tunnel and you go to. But you go nowhere away. You are still able to be around the loved ones, to watch the loved ones, to even speak with them, as mm-hmm. you may feel that she has done from time to time. to give them a nudge.
Right.
And yes, very much being with you. There is no separation.
Yeah.
There is no going away to the place where you cannot reach the loved ones.
Okay.
But she is in the light.
Oh, thank you.
And she is happy.
Ma.
And she is very happy that you are happy.
Yeah, yeah. Love you, Mom.
And she loves you as well.
And I
love
you,
Joshua. She is very proud of you.
Oh, I know she is.
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you, Joshua, for so much. Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
I love you.
And I you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, I'd like to say that I'm very humble and I'm very proud to be here tonight.
And I am very pleased that you chose to make trek to come here.
As a first timer, I want to say that it's been a wonder being here with everybody and sharing the love with everyone.
It is a bit overwhelming at times, yes.
Well, I have good guides.
Yes, you do.
Couple things else I want to say thank you for, and that's for letting me be with my sisters,
yes,
as well as trying the connection with the other sister.
Yes.
And hoping that at some level and at some time in the future she will connect back with us.
Yes. You have already begun the healing process.
And wanted to know if Mom and Daddy have been here, and if he left me that dime.
Yes.
He was.
He always makes his presence known. He is, as you have understood it before, a very powerful manifester.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does leave you a coin from time to time to say that I am here. He does do funny things with the technology in the dwelling place to let you know that he is around. It is the same as we were just speaking previously. Your mother and father are very much in the light and very much with you.
Mm-hmm.
And some are, yes, very good. Some are more wanting to make the connection more strong than others. Others just kind of hang out and watch. But the parents that you have had in this lifetime are very strong energy. And they were in the incarnation, and they have not lost that as they deceased the body. They are still very strong. And so they are very much with you, as you can feel them. And again, they are very proud of what you are doing and how you are moving into a new space of worthiness of yourself, of the self-image, changing to the place where you begin to understand how great you are.
Thank
Not
you.
As just a personality, but the whole self. So they're very proud of what you are doing.
Thank you. Then the last part of my question is, I just kind of want to know if I'm going to be guided to a new job that to work in a the heart physician's and as a receptionist, and if that's going to go well. I feel like it's time to move on from my four-footed friends.
Right.
And move on to being somewhere where I may be a little more appreciated and maybe a little less strain on the legs.
Yes. Yes. You have discerned well that there is a change that is going to be happening, and it is going to bring you more peace.
Thank you.
And more feeling of self-love. You have gained that already in this week, and you are, as we said at the beginning of this week, you are a new person, a changed person, when you return to your dwelling place and to the previous, already it is previous, employment.
Yeah.
You will be moving on to a new place of employment.
And I just want to thank Mama for coming in with Daphne.
Yes.
And being her with the resonance, because I so much enjoy her hugs.
Yes.
And her laughter and her wondrous eyes.
Right.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you. Beloved brother. I greet you in great joy. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Good.
Yes. And that time a few years ago when I asked you about something that had puzzled me for about 50 years, your answer was so clear and easy to understand.
Good.
Still feeling grateful for that.
Good.
Yes. I'm puzzled about something else.
Oh, another puzzle. Okay.
This isn't such an old one, but it's there is a man who came as a friend, and I make friends easily,
right.
So I didn't feel there was anything to worry about. And quickly I became annoyed with him. It seemed that he knew my buttons and pushes them.
Yes.
And I don't know what to do about it. I feel like I need to just escape from him totally. He's happy enough. If he had never met me, I don't think it would make a difference to him. But for myself, I don't know what to do.
Right. Well, this one has been, in a previous lifetime, your master. And you were the slave. And he knew again how to push your buttons in that lifetime. And he demanded much of you. So on your part, there is the remembrance of not happy association. His remembrance of that lifetime is that it was quite okay.
It seems that way.
Yes. But for you now, you can free yourself from the past lifetime and the past associations with this one by laughter. Sometimes the outward laughter, but always the inner laughter of saying, this really doesn't matter. He can do what he wants to do, but it does not touch me. And you can laugh. Sometimes it is good to smile at other ones, and they will wonder, what's going on? Why is he smiling? And it makes you feel better. It doesn't matter, you know, how it affects him, because as you have said, if he never met you in this lifetime, it wouldn't make much difference to him. But for you, smile. Laugh inwardly. Outwardly, if it is something that can be done. Yes.
One other thing. It just happened recently. We took my brother's cat when he couldn't take care of it, and we've had it for years.
Right.
And it was an old cat then. It was an older cat. Just before we got ready to come to this advance, the cat got very ill and had to be put down.
Right.
And that very same day, my sister, who has a cat that looks just about like him, not as old, that cat passed away too.
Right.
And I don't know. I try to see patterns in things, and I don't know if this is a message or what it is.
The animals also have soulmates, as you would call them. The animals are not unlike you two-footed ones. The four-footed ones, they have their personalities, and some are very loving, very easy to get along with. Other ones, very haughty, and you know, they have personalities. They also have a knowing of a bond, which is what happened in this case, and they decided at their soul level that they would leave at the same time so that they can play in another realm together.
Yes, it was just about the same time of day, both of them.
Yes, the message went across, and the younger cat said, okay. And joined the older cat.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It is the same even with the two-footed ones, the human ones. Sometimes you will see that perhaps one of the mates will pass on and the other one very shortly decides to decease the body and join the other one in another realm.
Yes. And my big brother, for most of his life, he had been agnostic.
Right.
And it seems now he's ill, he's battling with cancer, and he's in pain all the time. He's starting to get spiritual.
It does happen, yes. It is very good that he was agnostic, because he was not buying the old-time religion that was in a box and said this is how it had to be. He was working with his own belief system and his questioning and finding his own answers. And he is still in process of finding his own answers. And what has been called the cancer is not a punishment. It is not a dreadful thing. It is truly a blessing that allows ones on their journey to become more spiritual, to get out of even the smallest box. I mean, he was not in a box of the usual traditional religious thinking, but to move into understanding what life is all about and the life in the, quote, hereafter as well. So you have right now quite a few ones who are choosing the blessing of what is called cancer, to see the blessings in it and to be able to reach out to others and to say, what is going on here and can you still love me, and et cetera. Because many lifetimes ago, and it still happens in this day and time, but not to the same extent, the ones who contracted leprosy were ostracized and no one wanted to have anything to do with them. Nowadays, you have come a little farther, but cancer is still one of those dreaded words that ones think, oh my goodness, oh well, that's a death sentence. They're going to be releasing the body. They're going to be in a lot of pain. Perhaps on the physical level, there is pain, but on a deeper level, there is much of blessing and much of expansion that happens. And ones will choose at a soul level to follow that path. Others don't. They choose other paths. But you have now many of your friends. It keeps popping up. You also have many of your friends who have had the dreaded cancer and then have become the cancer survivor. They have learned the blessings of it and moved on. So the brother-in-law, he is becoming more spiritual, and that is to be applauded.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Yes. Beloved songster,
greetings,
how are you?
Yeshua. I am wonderful. Wonderful to be here. Oh, I wanted to speak about the same person that Don was speaking about, because this has been a problem between us, because I've had a totally different relationship with him. I think I've had past family ties with him.
Right.
And I've felt a closeness with him since I first saw him. He's ill on various levels and doesn't remember things and all this. So there's been a great protectiveness to me, and I've wanted to, especially when he was out in the bus and in the rain and things, he's kind of come down from a level he had been at and living at a more survival level.
Right, yes.
With his family, who I'd like to think that they do care for him, but they don't understand how to take proper care of him.
Yes.
And so this is, I've wanted to keep him as a friend, and he's important to me as a friend. And sometimes that's misunderstood. So if you can enlighten us any on that, I would appreciate it.
Well, you have discerned well that he is sometimes confused. And it is for you to be the friend. That is your only responsibility. It is true for all of you. You do not truly have the power to change any other one, but you do have the power to befriend them and to love them and to see them in wholeness, whether they see themselves that way or not. Usually it is or not. And just to hold that vision of the wholeness of them and to be a friend. You have known this one in other lifetimes. That is why there was a feeling of compassion, a feeling of closeness with this one, and a feeling of the friendship. So keep the friend and the feeling of friend there, and allow this one the journey.
And it's okay to spend time or give him a ride home or even pick him up once in a while to something we both do. Yes.
Of course.
Now, the other thing I wondered about, I'm glad Don brought up the cats, because, again, I feel like I repeat myself all the time. I've lost quite a few this year, various animals and people. And I just wanted to know, are they here with me?
Yes.
Is Grizzly the dog here?
Yes.
And Lila, did she come too? Lila was, oh, yeah, it's so sweet. And my uncle and my friend, Huey, who I've just...
Yes. They are all here.
Oh, because I just love them so much, and I think about them all the time, and sometimes I feel like I'm getting more people over there than here. I even made a list one time of family members who's there and here. More here, thank God. But it's caused me a lot of sadness, and I've
the feeling
to.
Of separation, yes, brings up a feeling of sadness. But when you come to realize that truly there is nowhere else they can go and that they are always with you, then there is a feeling of joy and a feeling of the continuation of friendship. So you are coming to a place, you collectively, where the veil is going to be even thinner and the communication is going to be easier. Now there are ones of you who feel the presence of loved ones, whether they be four-footed or two-footed or whatever form, and you can feel their presence. You are coming as a collective to the place where there is going to be the communication. Already you have communication with your technology, with ones who are activating the body. That is going to spread to the place where you are not even going to need the technology to communicate with ones and to ask, you know, how's it going on the other side? You know, what do you do all day? Kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. And there will be the conversations.
Thank you. I have one more thing I want to just broach quickly.
Right.
And I know we can't go into it in much detail, but I always feel that other people get things that I don't on a psychic and intuitive level. And I'm wanting to know, what can I do to open myself up more to be more receptive?
Yes. To relax and know that you get what you need to get. You are on a need-to-know basis.
Oh, good. Thank you, Yeshua.
Right. You are doing well. Right. We will take one more question, and then we will have a break. Beloved, beautiful one, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Have you enjoyed this week?
Oh, it's been just, yes, so uplifting. Thank you for all your healings I have gotten.
Yes.
It's so wonderful to be with you. I have two questions.
Right.
If that's okay. The first one, I feel like I'm on the edge of a new life.
You are.
And I was wondering, can you give me a sneak preview? I don't know how else to ask.
You have already begun the process with the friends, the groups that you interact with, where you are going to be doing more and feeling more. Is going to be a happy chapter. That is what you're moving into. That is why you are here this week and why this week has touched you so.
Yeah.
And when you go back, you are going to bring that energy to the friends in the groupings that you go to. They are going to feel the input of energy and of love and see you as a very vital part of what they are seeking. So you are going to find yourself speaking answers to them, not because you have to, but just because it's going to be a natural outpouring of what you know. So it will be easy.
Oh, thank you so much. My second question is my daughter.
Yes.
I don't have a whole lot of communication, and she did email me that she was depressed. But I was wondering, what can I do to encourage better communication with her?
Keep on communicating with her. Sometimes the ones as known as children put up a barrier and think that they have to live an independent life and that they cannot communicate with something that seems to be, according to them, in the past. Just keep on bugging her. Keep on communicating with her. Keep on loving her. And allow her to know how you have moved through depression. Allow her to know how happy you are. It will give her hope. She has seen examples of ones close to her being depressed. And there has been a subliminal understanding on her part, a misunderstanding, that life can be, should be, must be depressing. And it can be confusing, yes, but it doesn't have to be depressing. And you have changed so much from where you were a few years ago that when she sees how you have changed, it is going to affect her. And she is going to know that she does not have to stay in the deep well of depression, that she can find her way up to the light, as you have done.
Thank you so much.
But keep communicating with her.
I will.
Yes.
Thanks. Thank you. Love you, sir.
And I love you. Thank you. Let us take a break to revitalize the bodies a wee bit. So be it. Now, we continue. I would ask a question of you before we get started with more questions. I would ask for your feedback as to the silence last evening. How did you find the silence? So much giggling. They couldn't speak, so they laughed? Yes. Let's have the microphone here. Okay.
We stay at this bed and breakfast, and they have a big group that gathers.
Oh, yes.
And when we went last night, Jean showed her that we were in silence. She said, and then we just sat at our own table this morning. And we sent a message to the other people at the other tables how much we loved and cared for them and their family. And so it worked out even better than we could ever plan it. So thank you.
Fantastic. Very good.
There were... Hello? Hello? Go on. There were a few sinners at our house who didn't go by the rules.
Oh, no.
So they will probably be coming to you for confession.
Beloved brother,
good evening.
It is a joy to greet you.
Thank you. Likewise. Looking back at my life, I've noticed that since a few months before I moved to Salt Lake City, when I quit the volunteering at the soup kitchen that I was volunteering at, and then gradually I noticed that my being in that highest state of spirit that I was, I guess, has been waning and waning and waning and waning. At least that's how I feel about it now. And recently, since I even moved to Washington somewhat, and mostly when I moved When I moved to this building that I reside right now, not that deeply, but and particularly this past week that we were here in Leavenworth, I've noticed, I experienced emotions that I had not experienced for a very, very, very long time, such as anger. And I wondered if, is it part of another layer of the onion that I was peeling, or?
Yes, it is.
And the triggers that were there, I realized must have been in me, but then it kind of surprised me and caught me by, you know, by surprise. That
right.
I was wondering if you would care to make a comment on that.
It is true for all of you that you reach certain plateaus, and you may stay at that plateau for a while, maybe a long while, maybe a short while. And then, as beloved brother has just spoken, it is as the layers of the onion skin. You then peel back and you find that there are still some issues, emotions, remembrances of other lifetimes, whatever, I mean, it doesn't even have to be conscious, that come up for healing. And so you just allow them to come up. And you say, oh, that is anger. Oh. And you let it go. And the same thing with sorrow or any of the emotions that come up, without judgment.
Right, right. And the other issue was how can I go back to the same higher state of spirit that I was experiencing when I lived in Denver, and I knew I was doing for the good of all, I guess, what I was doing, but that was, how can I go back to that state of being?
How did you get to that state of being before?
Yes. Right, by thinking of the all as opposed to myself, I guess.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You have your answer. It was within you. Yes.
Okay. And thank you, by the way, for the tip that you gave me in the last monthly meeting.
Yes. To be at peace.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome. And I would say one more about when the other layers of onion skin come up. This is for all of you. And you are surprised that, oh, that's still here. I thought I was done with anger. I thought I was done with judgment. I thought I was done with frustration. Do not judge self when these come up. Do not say, oh, there must have been something, must be something I'm doing wrong now that these feelings come up now. I thought I had graduated and come past that. Truly, for all of you, 99.99% of you, until you get to the place of being the true master walking this earth, you are going to, because you have agreed to, you are going to be feeling the human emotions. And that is okay. It is part of being in human collective consciousness. And it is something you have agreed that you will do so that you understand what the brothers and sisters are going through. And so when anger comes up or when sorrow comes up, do not take it personally, but just take it as a blessing of, oh, yes, I know how that feels. And when others, I see others having the same kind of emotion, I know how they're feeling. And then let it go, walk past it. Do not judge self, and then do not judge others either. Other lifetimes, you have been dissatisfied with human life, and you have taken yourself off to the cave to live apart from the brothers and sisters that you saw to be living in sorrow, to be living in harshness, to be living in judgment and anger with each other. And it was too much for you to bear, because truthfully you were in judgment of them. So you took yourself off, and this is true for many of you, to the cave or to a monastery where, unfortunately, you found that there was politics even in the monastery. But many of you have tried the lifetime of the solitary life because you felt that human life was too harsh, too many challenges in it, and it was not where you wanted to abide. But this lifetime you have said, I will walk with the brothers and sisters, and I will be out of the cave, I will be amongst them, but I will keep within myself the deep, deep peace.
I was very close twice to go back to the monastery in this lifetime also.
Yes.
The other thing is, I think it was Wednesday night when you and Saint Germain and I guess Mother Mary, I guess it was Saturday, Wednesday night, I felt a great deal of, was it confusion? Was it, whatever it was, I felt I wasn't quite here. My body was here, but I was feeling emotions and all that, but I didn't seem to be able to follow the guidance and the teachings, at least at a conscious level.
Right.
And I was.
And that has happened for many of you in this grouping, in this week. There has been an energy that has been underlying what was doing at the conscious level. And some of you have slept. Some of you have gone off on a tangent of thinking somewhere. Some of you have allowed yourself to daydream, which is good, because the resonance of the energy was still being felt, was still affecting you. It was very at a very deep level. Even if you slept through the whole week, which none of you did, but some of you did nap off from time to time, you were still at a very deep level feeling the vibration of awakening and the vibration of love. So this has happened for other ones in this week as well. The body, yes, was on the chair. The mind was trying to pay attention, perhaps, and yet you felt that there's something else going on here, and there was. There has been a bit of fine-tuning that has been done with and for each one of you as you have been in this collective group. There has been a bit of the changing of a bit of attitude adjustment that's been going on, a little bit of fine-tuning that you weren't maybe consciously aware of, and that's okay because you don't have to be. And so maybe at times like that you felt the energy was a bit strange, felt strange. Yes, there was a bit of fine-tuning that was being done by you at a deep level.
Right. And thank you.
You are welcome, beloved brother. Beloved brother, how are you in this evening?
I am filled with joy and love.
Very good, of course.
And I'm really understanding what that means now.
Yes.
I must, since Ted brought it up, I must confess.
Yes.
But Trudy was very gracious and allowed me to make the mistake and let me know that it was time to be quiet.
Very good.
Yes. Also, I was very appreciative of Mother Mary who told us about the shenanigans of you.
Yes. She does tell tales about me, yes.
And so Jerry Cox and I picked up on that. You brought it up. But I thought it was a fine idea. We met every day for coffee at 9 o'clock at Starbucks.
Right.
And we were, I guess Jerry was wondering what we need to do about that. And he brought up the idea that, well, we have the ability, just like Jeshua, to change things.
Right.
So why not meet on Mountain Standard Time instead of Pacific Standard Time? So that's what we did. It was 10 o'clock when we met.
Right. So you were able to talk.
We were able to talk.
You did not have to have the silence. Yes,
that's right. And that way we wouldn't have to confess before you.
Well, as we have said earlier, you are the maker of time, and if you want to shift it a bit, so be it.
Now, back to more, less levity. For 2 weeks before I came here, I greet the morning every morning and ask the Lords and the Ladies of Light to bring clarity to me.
Right.
Especially about love, capital L, and right. joy, capital L. And throughout all of this week, I've really understood now what those capital words mean.
Good.
And I have that in my heart.
Right.
And it's connected with my soul now.
Good. Very good.
So I appreciate you. I appreciate Joseph, Mother Mary.
Yes.
And also my new spiritual sister, Helena.
Yes.
She has given me a reading that has help me understand the heaviness that I had in my life.
Right.
And why the love and joy was blocked.
Right.
So
very good.
I would like to publicly thank her for that.
Very good.
Now, beloved teacher Judy and beloved elder Tom and I have been discussing some things about my life. And about making some changes. And this week, I've been downloaded, like a lot of people have, with what needs to happen. And the area where I am living now is not a good area, especially with what has happened this week. I feel like I've been reborn.
Right.
And the attitudes, the energy, and so forth is not conducive to that now. So I've made a decision that it's time for me to move away from that area.
Yes.
And I would like to do it in increments.
Right.
And since my business is moving more to the north, I would like to go ahead and make ready what we had discussed.
Right.
To be able to move to the northern part. And then some other things have come up this week to where I may have to move south. There's no may about it. I'm going to be moving south, I believe.
Right.
So I know what you would tell me if I asked, you know, is this correct? And you would say, you've already said it. So.
It is your choice.
It is my choice.
Free choice.
Yes. And, of course, the separated ego and family cultures and so forth are jumping in on stage and so forth. But as my beloved brother Jerry has said, don't mean a thing to them. Do what you want to do.
Of course.
So good education for me this week.
Very good.
And thank you for calling me forth.
I am glad that you have come and you have felt and you have opened yourself. It has been a great week of change for you. It is also good what you have discerned about making the move in increments and working with making it easy for yourself as well. There is a saying that I often give unto people who are thinking about making change, and it is to season the change that you are thinking about doing and that you are looking forward to do. And by that, I mean allow yourself to go through various seasons of the year. Not to be in a hurry, because you have much time, but to use some seasoning to see how things play out and to then follow the heart.
Okay.
Because that which you have always will be. And so you do not have to hurry to grasp it. So allow some seasoning, allow some increment. Separated ego will say, oh, I found it, I want it right now. That is separated ego, because it always wants right now.
Mm-hmm.
But allow the process to mature. And as I have said, that which you have, it will always be.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I will. Thank you.
Very good.
I love you, brother.
And you also.
Thank you.
Good evening, Joshua.
Beloved Moonbeam. It is a very appropriate name for you.
I love you so very much. I just adore you. I had to say that first off. You know, most of my life, and I know you know this, I've played Miss Anxiety, or the queen, I guess, of anxiety. But lately, I don't know, the last 2 or 3 months, I have felt a strength I've never felt before.
Right.
And I feel like nothing can disturb me again.
Right, and it won't.
It's the most incredible feeling.
Right. You are living in joy. You are living in that innocence of the child that looks upon every day and every writing and every saying with great joy and wonder.
Yes, it's true. You know, my husband spoke to me once since he passed into the light, and he mentioned something to me about this courage that he saw in me, that he always saw in me. I guess I denied that it was there.
Right.
But I'm really feeling it now.
Right.
Yeah.
This is often true with humankind. You are so close to yourself that you cannot see the qualities of courage that you have, the qualities of love and intelligence. Others do see it, and they give you good feedback from time to time.
Yeah.
And you are a most courageous one.
Thank you. I love you.
And I love you. Miss Josie, how are you?
Oh, you know that people call me Miss Josie.
I do listen.
You heard? Oh, I see.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you first, you know I'm leaving here and I will be going to do 2 shows.
Right.
Last time I left, I wasn't even able to finish a song. My body was back there and my voice was there, but they didn't connect.
Okay.
This time it won't be that way, right?
No. You will be together.
I'll be together.
You'll be collected, yes, together.
That's good.
It is good, yes.
With plenty of energy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I came here in high energy.
Right.
And I still have it.
Right.
And I'm believing, I had been told, you know, of the skin situation, the same type of thing that Michael Jackson had.
Right.
I have.
Right.
But somehow I feel that I finally have gotten to the point, I won't say that, that I have reversed that. And not only that, but other situations that are physical.
Right.
I have reversed that.
That is true.
I was told about the aging process and the this and the that. I believe I have reversed
you
that.
You have reversed it, yes, out of joy.
Yes. And that I'm standing in my own power.
Right.
Finally. I know it and I show it.
You do indeed.
I've named it and I'm claiming it.
Right.
No, not claiming it. I have claimed it.
You have.
So this is the reason why things seem to be really moving fast for me.
Right.
Except for one area. I don't seem to be able to manifest this car. I'm doing all these other things, but this car seems to be, we've been without a car for a year or more. We've been going everywhere we need to go.
Right. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes and no. I've let go of some things because I haven't had a car. Doing my prayer ministry work, doing my choir work, going to do the TV show on Saturday. What else? I didn't let go of my piano lessons. I found a bus to get there.
Good. Yes.
But it's never been hard for us to get a car.
Right.
And it's not that the money hadn't been there either, but it doesn't seem to add up at the time we needed to add up.
Right.
So, but I want my own car this time.
Okay, so, yes.
I'm trying to figure out what is the holdup.
Timing.
Oh, it's timing.
Yes.
Okay. So he'll have his, and I'll have mine.
Right.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal, as you say, yes. But it is a matter of timing.
Timing.
Right.
Okay, and the other question was, you know, we have a certain situation at our church about the interim minister that's there. We split. So they've gone to court and all the blah, 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 blah. But I had a dream that I was taking Judith in somebody's office. Part of me want to say I'm taking Judith to this new minister at the church, thinking he would be open and receptive. Another part of me saying, no, I'm taking Judith someplace else, and that because he's going to be gone. So,
again, wait and see.
Wait and see.
Ask
okay.
for yourself, what does this all symbolize? It does not have to be, dreams do not have to be literal.
Oh, that's true. I know that.
And ask of yourself, what does it mean? What am I trying to help out here?
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I love you. You know
and
that.
And I love you also. You are a joy.
Thank you.
And the car will materialize.
Right on. Yes.
Yes. Yes, beloved one. How are you in this evening?
Very well. It's been a long journey.
Yes, and here you are.
Thank you for bringing me here.
Thank you for agreeing. It took a bit of nudging. It took a bit of a few phone calls and a few, what will I call, not nudging, but a few directions.
Detours.
Yes.
Almost. Well, I almost went over the ocean the other way.
Right.
But you brought me here, and thank you. I have two questions.
Right.
I've heard this week in talk of being in a disembodied state that we might be an orb or in a state of, as we sat in silent meditation, that might be similar to what we might experience in a disembodied state. And I would like to know if in a disembodied state there is music and dance
and
flowers.
Oh, yes. The most wonderful thing about being in a disembodied state, you can be the music. It is not that you sit as the beholder and just listen to the music. You become the music, and you, as you do that, you dance with it, you flow with it, and you are very much alive in it. And once, as you are incorporated in a body, find this hard to believe, and yet the joy of just being allows you to be the music and to dance, and yes, flowers, of course. Because in the disembodied state, instantly you can manifest, and this is something to think about before you decide to release the body, you can instantly manifest whatever you think of. So if you are thinking of flowers and you're thinking of music and you're thinking of dance and then joy and so forth, that is what you're going to experience. If you are thinking about fear or anger or any of the, some of the generational teachings that have come up for you, that is what you're going to experience right away. Not going to stay there, because there are going to be loved ones and other teachers, masters, whatever, who are going to be beckoning to you. You are never left in a dark state, although you may go there first, and that is what has been taught to you generationally, that you either go to limbo or you go to hell. Well, you can, when you first release the body, you can experience all of the fears of what you have believed might happen, but you don't stay there, because very soon the light takes over the darkness, and then you become what you want to be, the music, the flowers, and the dance.
I have learned this year that you have taught that you're only but a thought away.
That is true.
And in my mind, when I think, I sometimes will think, oh, you are just a thought away, yet there feels like there's a wall there, and your thought is on one side of the wall, and my thought is on the other side of the wall. And I so struggle with, I have been aware of Jesus since birth and before this lifetime.
Right.
I'm a little dense to all of that, but, and you are aware of me as Pamela in this form, this body mind.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, how do I become open to that guidance of that you're just a thought away, and to be able to open up to receive the guidance, and my thoughts start to struggle with each other in my head. It's like, oh, is this, whose thought is this? And I know that, you know, to feel the peace and, you know, how do I feel about that thought is important as well. But I still struggle with this. How do I know and ask appropriately for the guidance to come? I assume it comes as a thought. And how do I know that the guidance is, who is the guidance from?
Right.
If a million of us are all asking for this thought and guidance at the same time, well, you're in a lot of places at one time. And so I struggle between us being all one mind and understanding that there's awareness of each of us because we are one.
Right.
But we are also in this particular body mind in this life, which feels very individual.
Right. If you will picture the gemstone, the diamond perhaps, and the various facets of the diamond, the way it is cut, that is a good example to understand the oneness and yet the individuality. You are as a facet of the gemstone, individual and yet part of the whole gemstone. Okay? If you want to know my presence and want to really feel my presence, tell me a joke. And if you don't know a joke, go and buy a joke book or a book of limericks, something that is light like that, and read me a joke. And then feel the energy. Listen for my laughter. It will be there. I love a good laugh. It is one of the things that I treasure because it is light. So tell me a joke. It is okay if you are in a sorrowful place and you want to tell me all of your troubles. That is okay too. But end the litany of all of the things that are troubling you with a joke. And it will lift you up, and it will allow then the inspiration to come forth through the laughter, even if it is just a little bit of laughter, maybe a giggle or a little feeling of, well, that's kind of funny, okay. And sometimes ones will feel very, very heavy about what they're going through, and to read a joke seems like a crazy idea. And they'll read a joke and they'll think, okay, all right, I did it. But it changes the energy pattern. And always I am with you. Lo, I am with you always. There is no place that you can go that I am not. I walk with all of you. I am infinite. So if there are tens of millions of people calling unto me with all of their prayers and their requests and whatever, I hear them all. And I am with you all because I know the emotions. I know the human life. I know the challenges. I have been human many times, more than just the one time that is recorded. So tell me a joke. Listen for the laughter. Join your own laughter with it. And if one joke doesn't do it, do another joke.
I meant to look one up on the computer because I don't know any jokes, but I didn't get around to it. So. But I have so enjoyed laughing with you this year
yes.
through the Way of Mastery.
Exactly.
And in my darkest hour, laughed. And
yes.
came out of that dark hour. And
it
that
changes
was lovely.
Everything.
Yes. yes. So, well, I have pages of other questions, but I will wait until we meet again next month.
Very good. Go in peace. Go in love.
Thank you, as you.
Thank you. Beloved brother, it is a joy to behold you.
I'm going to tell you a joke.
Oh.
No, I'm wondering if you hear the people playing golf on the new golf course I've just moved on to, if you hear your name when they're calling you.
I sure do. Oh, Jesus. Beloved, beautiful one, how are you in this evening?
Great, thank you. I'm a first-timer in this amazing group.
Yes.
And I wanted to really express my appreciation for being partnered up with the amazing Miss Joseph.
Ah, yes.
And I also wanted to know if you could tell me of any past life experiences she and I have had.
You have had the past lives together. That is why you were drawn to be partners in this week. You have been in the, a couple of lifetimes especially. You have been in the religious philosophical orders together, where you venerated me and saw me to be at a distance from you, up on a pedestal and someone to be prayed to. And so there is the spiritual religious side to it. So you knew that. But the lifetimes that you truly enjoyed each other were when you were gypsies. And you traveled, and you laughed, and you did the singing together and the plays together, and you took life simply, not heavily, but simply. You were gypsies in many lifetimes together, and you have that feeling within you, both of you, of the simplicity, the joy, and looking for the joy in life.
Now, I do have to tell you that during the silent time, we did a little bird talk.
Yes. That is a very good confession. Yes. You are absolved. Go and sin no more.
And one more thing. In a vision, I saw you as a magnificent lion.
Yes.
Wearing a raccoon coat with a big grin on your face. And I couldn't figure it out at first. But then it came to me that you are a cheerleader.
Yes. Yes. I have taken upon myself that role, to be the cheerleader for all of you and to say, yes, you can. Yes, you are. Yes. That is what this week has all been about.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You for seeing that.
So I'm bouncing here.
Yes, you are. Very good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been wonderful for me.
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful. More, I think, than I understand right now.
Yes, and this is true.
Okay.
For all of you.
Okay. I feel that, I mean, it must be true. I came here with the intention of remembering.
Right.
Because there's a lot of I want to remember.
Right.
And I think I remember you.
Yes,
you do. I think, you know, we've been buddies. And
yes.
I know you, and it's... We've had good times together.
Yes.
Okay. And then I think I remember your mom.
You do.
Okay. So that's good. It's confirmation. And I'm so happy. I am so happy. I can't stop saying it. And then when this lady came up here and she said, you know, I feel I have a new life and I want to preview. And I said, yes, I do too. Because, I mean, oh my God, it just has to get better. I mean, I can't think. I'm not the one that I was.
No.
I am somebody else now. Yes. I like myself very much.
Right.
I am very, very content to be, and you know, I like me more.
Good.
Yeah.
I like you too.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. But you liked me before, so.
I did before.
Yes. Even before I liked me.
Yes.
So, I have so many questions, but I won't ask. Because you'll tell me that I know the answer.
And you do.
Yeah. I believe that. I just haven't figured them out yet. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, just tell me whatever it is that you think it would be good for me to hear right now, and I'll just take it in. And
it is for you to keep the joy that you feel in your heart from this week, to keep this when you return to your dwelling place, to keep bouncing around. And allow those positive ions, as I have called them, to go out and touch other ones. Keep the joy, keep the bounce, keep the smile, keep the love light shining in the eyes. That is what I would say to you.
Thank you. And I will tell you.
Oh, good. I love a good joke.
Jesra, I wanted to just thank you for allowing Miriam to come through and to have the channeling for everyone.
Right.
That they got the information on.
Right.
And I'm very, 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 very thankful to all of you for being here and for making it possible. And for making it possible for everyone to be having that light. And I really appreciate all your joy and effort to make that possible and for that channeling. And one last quick question. You had told me about the community in San Diego that's about to happen.
Right.
And of the vortex, which was wondrous, and thank you for that. I would like to ask, is it time for us to buy the land up above us? Is it time for that to happen now?
Yes, for you to look into and see what will be necessary for that, and then to communicate with other ones what will be necessary to do. And when we speak of community, it does not mean that all of you have to leave your employment and move to a certain place. There will be, in numbers, probably a small number, but in heart level, it will be very big.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if it was the right timing.
It is the right timing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beloved one, it is a joy to behold you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for this week of playfulness.
Yes.
I have been playing with the idea of a new name for myself.
Good.
And in the beginning of the week, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, kind of came out of me, I said to someone, I'm going to have a new name by the end of the week.
This is true.
For fun. And I don't know what it is, and it's Friday. So Bright Eyes, my beloved friend, said in the car today as I was expressing my disappointment, I don't know what my new name is. And she said, well, ask Jeshua. So I'm afraid you're not going to tell me that I'm supposed to figure this out. So I don't know where to start, how to find it in myself, except I feel the word gentle, but I don't know how to make that into a name. People have expressed they see me as gentle, but I believe there must be something more that I'm adding to it. Especially this week and the last few years, I've been working on harmony, bringing in the power of that gentleness that I see in you. How do I put that into a name, a heart family name.
Right. It is to get feedback from other ones and see how you resonate with how they see you. See what feels right. You can go to what is called the listing of feminine names and see if there's something in there that appeals to you. You have discerned very well that you are gentle, and there is much strength behind that gentleness. Mm-hmm. So it is possible that there would be a certain name that would convey those qualities. It is not for me to name you, because, again, it is your choice. But you can ask of other ones how they see you, how they remember you, perhaps from another lifetime even. Because truly, as you have felt, the name that you have had up to this point has served you well, but it is not your true nature name. And you have felt that it is time now to move into a new energy of name. So you can play with the different names.
Okay.
What feels gentle? What feels loving? What feels joyful? You may do a combination of names. And this is not to be your name, so don't take it as the word of God. It is only Jeshua's. But you could do something as a combination of names like Maria Joy.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
Right.
So you can play with it.
Thank you.
Very good. And for all of you, if you desire, as you are now moving into a new space, if you desire a new name, you are free to change. The name that you were given as you were born in this lifetime may not express who and what you are now. So you can change it or not. If you are happy with what you have now, that is good. Beloved Elder, how is our time?
One more question.
Okay. Yes?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you so much for your love. I love you very much.
And I love you.
I am really happy to be here. And I've had an absolutely wonderful time meeting so many beautiful, beautiful people. And I just want to, I'm going to be in a transition, and I want you to just promise that you'll be with me.
I promise.
And just want to thank you for everything.
You are most welcome. And know that I am with you always. Never will I leave you. Never will you be abandoned again. You have felt, and many of the rest of you have known lifetimes where you felt abandoned by the parents, by the villagers, by the loved ones, etc. I will never abandon you. For I love that which you are.
Thank you.
And you will be taken care of, and you will be okay in this new transition.
Okay. Thank you.
You can take my word for that.
I will. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. And now, beloved ones, it has been my great joy to be able to spend this Holy Week with you, to play with all of the clues of remembrance, to play with all of the joyful toys of the child, the tangible ones and the intangible ones. It has been my great joy to see the smiles, the ahas that came, the revelations as you found yourself moving into a new space, to see yourself speaking with the partners and finding a partner of old, one you have known in other lifetimes, and there was that instant connection. Thank you for giving me your precious time, for spending this week seemingly, ostensibly, with me, but truly you came to be with each other. Again, I will have my beloved friend and teacher set a time, and you have already chosen the place. Oh, I believe the time has been chosen as well, to meet again in this way, to meet in joy and more revelations. Until then, know that always I walk with you. Know that always I work through you. I speak through you. When you speak to another one and you are in the place of the heart, know that I am speaking through you as well. Go now in peace. Go now in joy. Give the hugs to each other. Remember the upliftment, the resonance, the vibration of this week, and take it back to the dwelling place with you. So be it.